Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com, his new edition of the ESP book is available right there on the website. I have mine, and I suggest you consider it, and he will personalize it. And it will be numbered. So please consider that, class. Rick, 17 people have died at least from the coronavirus, more than 600 cases. It is mutating. It is actually, the latest figure is 471 confirmed cases in China alone, four in Thailand, two in Hong Kong, and we've got it in the United States, South Korea, and Taiwan as well, and Japan as well. What are your thoughts about this? It seems very interesting.
It's another scare tactic, just like when Alex Jones went on as his real self, his real name, and started talking about how the whole thing about impeachment is a setup. It's not about even politics anymore. It's about the way the secret state is going to take over America. Watch what happens next in the Senate, and then you'll get the big understanding. You know, one person, a friend of mine, posted the amount of money the Democrats have spent already to try to impeach Trump was enough money to feed 1,000 vets that are homeless. Now, I've had enough. And while Trump is not a very good president, who has been in our history? Maybe Harry Truman may have been the last true statesman other than Jimmy Carter, deplorable. Because I didn't vote for Trump. I voted against Clinton. Look what she's doing this morning regarding Bernie Sanders. You know, I've had enough. I've had enough of all of these politicians that lie. Their value systems are not moral codes of ethics. They are wrong. Every single one of them. And now, Virginia, that governor needs to be put in prison, not jail. How dare them? How dare any of them? And I think, watch what happens. Because the Republicans are not Republicans anymore like I remember them, any more than the Democrats. What we have now is nationalism versus globalism, and within each, you can't tell who's what. Because they're all lying. Have agendas that are not representing the people and what we want. Now, that's me. I'm sorry. I'm not going to move to another country. But, like in Oregon, they tried to mess with me. They are messing with me. Oh, and there's nothing. I watched a judge break the law in court. I watched a police officer in a different case lie to the judge, and the judge went with him because the police officer is a police officer. I've watched the crime that I'm seeing now is beyond acceptability anymore. And the way people are driving and treating each other. And I was in an accident 2 days ago, and it's my fault. And I didn't do anything wrong. I got hit by another car, and I wasn't moving. When he started honking, I stopped. I didn't even do a scratch on my, it hit my rear bumper. Not even my truck hit my rear bumper. You can't even see the scratch where it did it, and it totaled his car. And it's like totaled his car, and you can't even see the scratch on mine, and it's my fault. Why? Because the guy started honking his horn over 1,000 yards away. And when he started honking his horn, I stopped. I was not moving. And he presumed I was going to get out of his way and he could get away with it. He hit me. And it's my fault. And the police officer actually put down the wrong location where it happened, which means I can go to court and change it and get it thrown out of court because she made an error also. But I'm not going to do either. I'm just going to be low profile, pay the fine, and move on. Why? I don't even want the attention. It's wrong out there. And when you become a target, like I have become in my own hometown, you can watch the way they treat me when I go to apply for a job to teach a course at a community college where I have letters of recommendation that in one single course I taught out there turned Grants Pass, Oregon into an all-American city, and yet this president didn't even say thank you for coming in to make the presentation. I've had enough, and they don't deserve me. I don't care to play with them. I'm done.
Okay, so I agree with you. I asked my dad many, many years ago, when I was still at the university, decades ago, I said, hey, Dad, the IQ of cops, is it higher, lower, or average, as compared to the rest of us? He said about average. And I think he's right. I think he's right. So when we think about great, great inventions, one of the things that comes to my mind is the sewing machine, the treadle-powered sewing machine of 1900, where you'd put one foot in front of the other, you'd sit at this almost like furniture, and there's a metal set of upright legs, if you will, with a treadle, and you'd push with the front of your foot, and you'd push with the back of your foot, and you'd rock this treadle, and it would turn a mechanism that would turn the sewing machine. And the complexity inside the sewing machine, the mechanical sewing machine, was incredible. Unbelievable complexity. And these were made without computers, they were made with a drafting table and a ruler and pencils and people who made the machines to make the machines to make the machines. Absolutely incredibly complex. And you look at today, and what do we have that is anywhere near the innovation of a mechanical treadle sewing machine? We have one in our living room. It still works just fine. It's over 100 years old, right? Well, we have lost our ability to make these kinds of machines. What's another complex machine? Well, that would be a reel-to-reel tape recorder. That's incredibly complex. Even more complex would be a cassette tape recorder, whether it be a portable one or one that you would use with a stereo system. Even more complex than that would be a VCR. That is incredibly complex. But today, the complexities that we seem to produce are all electronic. I don't see many really, really brilliant mechanical designs. I haven't seen one in a very long time. Rick, do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, and you're absolutely correct, because it's not about that anymore. It's about marketing and the almighty dollar, which isn't almighty anymore, by the way.
On my desk here, I have a, well, I've got a stereo receiver. It's a Panasonic brand, but their stereo or audiophile label would be Technics, T-E-C-H-N-I-C-S. It's a SA-80. Now, I use this because it's an AM and FM receiver. It's from the 1970s, which means it's getting close to 50 years old. It works perfectly. It's made in Japan. It's got a wooden case, plastic wooden case. It works perfectly, and I use it as an amplifier. So when I take a break, I just hit the button, power it up, and I've got a pair of JBL speakers, James B. Lansing speakers, made in the United States. And that lets me hear in other parts of the farmhouse what's playing so I can race back in here when it comes time to go back on the air. So that we used to make devices like, well, in the world we made devices like that receiver. And it's repairable. If it quits, it's repairable. And if it didn't last another 50 years, I'd be kind of frosted because I expect it to be durable. I really do. But how durable do we expect our telephones to be, meaning cell phones? 3 years? Four?
Yeah.
How about DVD players? You know, I've got a dual or dual, I don't know how you pronounce it, D-U-A-L, turntable from the 1970s. I expect that it's going to work just as well today as it did when it was brand new. I also have an AR, acoustic research, turntable. And I expect it to work just as well today as it did when it was brand new. And I'm talking it was brand new in the 60s. That's 60 years old. But would you expect an electronic device today to last 60 years? Hardly, right? Hardly. And I've got in front of me an article, Rick. Retail, this is Zero Hedge, retail carnage continues. Bose, B-O-S-E, lays off 100, shutters all retail stores. So this is a, you know, they make headphones and they make speakers. Now here's what Bose did. Back in the 70s, there were a few speaker companies that were really, really good. One of them was called Acoustic Research, top of the line. Another one was Klipsch, top of the line. Another one was James B. Lansing. Top of the line. Another one was Altec Lansing. Top of the line. And what they did was they took the mechanical devices. They took magnets, permanent magnets, electromagnets. They took cones. They tried different materials for the speaker cones. They tried different shapes of the speaker cones. And they tried to reproduce sound accurately, very accurately, through mechanical means. So James B. Lansing, Altec Lansing, Acoustic Research, even Dynaco, even KLH, they all did it the same way, the mechanical way. Different designs, but mechanical speakers, audio speakers. Well, Bose came out and they said, you know, we can use these little 4-inch speakers, and we really don't need to work so hard on the mechanical aspects of accurate sound reproduction. We can do it electronically. We can just take speakers that are inaccurate, and we can shape the audio characteristics electronically. So we can take a cheap speaker and make it sound great. And they did. So that's the new way of doing it, electronically configuring. And that's what we do with the human voice. Do you think these singers would be able to sing on stage without electronically altering their voice?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Many years ago, I was at a flea market. And a guy was selling a pair of Dynaco A25 speakers, and they were also considered quite darn good back in the 1970s. They were $20 a piece, so I bought them. I've got them in the kitchen right now. So they were made in the 70s. And I just looked on eBay. A pair of Dynaco speakers that I paid $20 a piece for, or $40 total, used, in the, probably in the 80s, are now available with shipping from eBay, $440. Now, why are they so expensive, used, after being around for about 50 years? Why? Because the new ones are junky. That's why. That's how I see it. Rick, any comments about what I said about Bose electronically?
No, I'm going to just leave it right there. I'm burned out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I'm sure you've heard Bose speakers and JBL speakers.
Clipsharn, and I have AR-4s.
AR-4s are really...
require large volumes to turn them on. They're not the new technology. I have Clipsharn used to run it off my rectilinear amplifier out of Seattle. And then I have AR-4s. And the quality that I get out of those is beyond my hearing range.
AR-4, that stands for acoustic research class. Yeah. Our son was traveling, and I think he came across a pair of AR-4s recently, and within the last couple of years. And he said, "Dad, you want a pair of AR-4s?" And I said, yeah, that sounds great. So he bought them. And I think he paid $40 for both of them.
Oh, man. Do you know, yeah, it takes a minimum of 150 watts just to turn them on each.
Yeah.
That's a 300-watt amplifier right out of the gate before you even start to get a sound.
Acoustic Research, there are several designs in speakers.
And Klipjorn are even better. They're bigger. Mine are a foot higher than I am. I'm 6 foot, so they're just almost 7 footers. And I can blow out glass windows with my Klipjorns. Blow the glass out of the well.
What we're talking about is, in order to accurately reproduce the sound, the company Acoustic Research, AR as it's known, used a kind of a sealed box, and it took a lot more wattage to drive a set of AR speakers than it did James B. Lansing or JBL's.
JBL's, yeah.
Or Klipsch. Yeah, so you could get more efficiency out of a pair of JBLs, but both are absolutely top of the line. So those were the days. Those were the days when engineers were really interested in doing a better job than their competitors, and it really worked for the buyers of the products because the competition was so keen.
Yeah, and
so
what headphones
so
did you use? Well, you had choices between Kaus and Heathkit. Remember Heathkit? Heathkit used to be state-of-the-art also, and you put it together yourself.
Yeah, the headphones that I used back then were Koss, K-O-S-S.
Yeah, Koss.
And, yeah, and they had some pretty darn good headphones. I still have them.
Of course you do, because they were made to last forever and be the best you could get out of technology. And today, what you have are earbuds.
Yeah. Yeah, and now how is it possible that you can have an accurate sound come out of a driver that is maybe an eighth of an inch across? How is it possible? It's impossible. And that's why earphones or headphones are larger, because you need a bigger driver, meaning a bigger piece of material vibrating to get the lower frequencies.
The bandwidth, yeah, that's what they call. What are those things that are in the center of your car? They're bazookas.
Yeah, I don't have any bazookas.
I have a bazooka that in my 280Z with my JBLs. I have JBLs in the door, and I have a bazooka in the back, which is the low bandwidth.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have any of that bumpy roads. Yeah,
but then I also can rattle other people's windows when I drive down the street.
Yeah, that's what a 45 is for. to help attenuate some of those sounds coming from other cars.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just as the Lunar New Year dawns, a holiday in China, an entire Chinese city is on travel lockdown. The city of Wuhan not allowing people in or out after a new strain of the flu-like coronavirus kills 17 people and sickens over 500 there. Here in the States, Washington state officials say at least 16 people had close contact with the first U.S. resident with a confirmed diagnosis of that disease. Here's Snohomish Acting Health Director Dr. Chris Spears.
The risk to the general public remains low, and the public health system and our healthcare partners are working swiftly.
House Democrats will resume opening statements in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump starting at 1 p.m. Eastern today. Meanwhile, Nielsen says 11 million people watched Tuesday's opening day of the trial on TV. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick, I don't know if you got yours yet, but I've got mine, and if you didn't get yours, I'll be glad to send you mine. It says American Red Cross on the return address. It says, need help writing a will? Your free guide is waiting. And then you can check off for your free guide request and response form. Many people like to leave a charity in their will because they care about causes that have been important in their lives. You can check box number one. I already included the Red Cross in my will, trust, or other gift plan. Number two, I would consider making a gift to the Red Cross through my will or another gift plan. Or three, yes, please, mail my free planning guide and workbook, and they want your phone number and email address. So if you didn't get yours, Rick, I'll be glad to send you mine.
I think it's a hooey. I don't think it's real.
No, it's real. It's real. What they're saying is,
yeah,
it's real.
Survival guide. I'm writing one for myself right now.
This is not a survival guide
anymore. How's that?
This is not a survival guide. This is not a survival guide. This is after you don't survive. This is give the Red Cross what you've accomplished in your life. It is giving them your wherewithal that's remaining upon your death in your will. They want you to leave them your property, your money, whatever you got. That's what the Red Cross wants.
It might have been a good idea 20 years ago when Red Cross was different than what it is now. You know, I'm watching what's happening in South America where they are opening caches of Red Cross and other donations for countries that were in trouble that have been sitting in warehouses for more than 2 years. How's that work?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Not too well.
Down there through politics, I'm going to take care of my neighbor next door.
Right. Right. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to take care of our family and take care of our neighbors. That's what we're supposed to do. We don't need to send money to be wasted, spent recklessly and carelessly by a corporation. By the way,
look at that woman that is being charged with fraud right now. You know, that's all over the papers. And she's the wealthiest woman in, I forget what country now it is, who cares, Iran or something like that. She's a criminal. And they're all criminals.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at this Red Cross begging document, and it's a very heavy cardstock, and there is a BBB logo on this. So what they're saying is they are a member of the Better Business Bureau. Now, when you think of Red Cross, you don't think of a business. It is a business. It's a corporation, the Red Cross. And they had an ad that said, "The Red Cross gave us hope." Now, if you're thirsty, try drinking hope. If you're freezing, try drinking hope or covering yourself with hope. And what I'm saying is hope, that's nice.
Hope was the last
but it's hard to survive on hope.
Box. That's the way I remember what hope is. You want something, you got to go out and get it. It isn't some gift from the gods.
Right, right. Rick, you had a couple things you wanted to talk about.
Well, I have a lot of things to talk about, but I thought that being able to work with dyes, you know, from natural products, that link I just sent to you, I thought that was a very cool thing to post. Because it works. They all work. And that's where the different colors came from in the so-called silk trail or the trail in Asia following the spice trade. And the spice trade was interesting to me because I came to realize that the country that controls spice trade controls world trade. And when Hong Kong closed down, they controlled the spice trade, the Silk Trail. And when they closed down, you know, everybody thought it was going to go to Hamburg. And guess what? The spice trade moved to Vancouver, B.C. And British Columbia now has all of the pharmaceutical houses are in presence there. That's where you have your third generation D-Wave technology. That's where you have your LED lighting. It all comes out of Abbotsford. And that whole area up there is now got presence from all over the world on pharmaceuticals. And if you think pharmaceuticals are good, try rethinking your mind in terms of when the grid's down and your herbal pharmacy is going to save lives. That's why I like natural sources. You can go out and you can do your own. Sorry. I lost it there. Sorry, I'm pretty upset about a lot of different things right now. And I, you know, people aren't getting it. Most of you listening to me understand me and get approximately what I'm trying to say. But watch what happens. We're all, including me, going to be in a shitstorm when the grid goes down. None of us, including me, is really prepared. We had a power outage last week. And when I say that, my girlfriend couldn't call me. And she thought something was wrong, that I had a heart attack. I know what it was is my cell phone, my little track phone that I have, didn't have coverage, which means it didn't work. And my phones were down, and so there was no way to get in touch with me. And she panicked and wasn't sure what was going on. It was just power outage. Guess what? It didn't get back fixed for 5 days. Now, how's that work? Well, that's a typical of what the kinds of weather we are now about to begin to experience. Look at the snowstorms that happened in the Northeast. I don't know what you got hit with, but we got snow in February. How's that work? Yeah, it was still January, sorry. We never get snow this late in the summer, in the winter. And we did. It was nothing. But we had an extremely warm winter, and then things started to change, and guess what? Things are going, according to my understandings as a physicist, things are going to continue to change, and the weather is going to be different than anything you ever remembered. And according to Jet Propulsion Laboratory and some of the best scientists in the world, they're now stating there will be parts of Canada that are uninhabitable by 2024. That's what's happening in the world right now as Exhibit A. Nobody talking about it. How about that big hotspot down in South America that's killing all the birds because of the lava? How about lava strikes in the Northern Territories and down in the Trinity Alps? How about you can see Yellowstone as far as Ohio underground? How about, I have a whole list of what suspicious observers and others are saying. He did a special thing on how this last year was really bad for the Earth that I posted on my Facebook yesterday. And that you can find facebook.com/docramcom, because I used to have drram.com, and now somebody bought that and wants me to buy it back for $20,000. Welcome to the New World Order. My Facebook is DocRam.com. Yeah. If you did DocRam.com, it would have taken you to Facebook. That is now owned by someone else. But I have Facebook at DocRam.com. And so, eat me. And I, you know, it's just usury. Usury.
Yeah. Okay, that's a really good point. Because back to the sewing machines. When we're talking about the sewing machine and the tape recorder and the tape deck and the video cassette recorders being complex and really difficult to engineer, but mankind did it. Well, today what we are doing is industrial espionage. We are stealing, not us, they are stealing each other's designs. We're not coming up with
intellectual property. That's what happened
each other
to me and why I was financially taken out. I'm destitute right now because of what Amazon and eBay and Lightning Source with Ingram did to me. And they did it with no compunction at all. They just did it. Why did it not happen to everyone? It will. Watch shortly. Nobody reads anymore anyway. According to them.
I'm looking at a satellite communications receiver right here in the studio that our company, there are three of us, we built it. The two other guys are USA Preparers instructors in the 1980s, and we built it, and our company was broken into. We were leasing some space in the loft of a building in Silicon Valley, California. And the alarm went off, and the owner of the company said, darn thing, it's always going off. I don't worry about it, because the police called them. And so the next day, we came in, and everything was in place, but our engineering drawings, our paper and pen drawings, the drawing cabinet was opened, and a copier was used. And so somebody copied our drawings, and at the next big satellite communications convention, there was an exact copy of the most sophisticated satellite receiver in the world at that time, which was ours. It was called the TX-4000. And that company promoted that they could sell it at half of our cost. And you would just take delivery in 6 weeks. And our sales went to zero. Because people would say, I'll wait 6 weeks and get it at half price. But the guy who copied it didn't have a working model. He had the box. And he had LEDs powered by batteries in the box. So it looked like it worked. And we almost got arrested because Andy Gibbs, one of my business partners, jumped the roped off area. When he saw his mechanical design stolen, he jumped the fence, grabbed it, looked in it, and it was an empty box. So we saw it. And our design was literally feature for feature, spec for spec, stolen.
Like my books, like everything else. But what you're doing when you do a bargain from somewhere else is that you're taking someone like me and making it so that I can no longer write further books.
To this day, roughly 40 years later, almost 40 years later, that receiver has not been duplicated. The one that we built, the one that was the most sophisticated in the world, literally, has not been duplicated. And they put us out of business. I mean, we put everything we had, all of our reserves. Nobody took a salary when we were building this equipment. Nobody, for years. We put every penny we had into it. They stole our technology, they stole our designs, and the greedy customers bought the copy and never got them because they never worked. Never got the copies, and we went out of business. That's how it works. Stolen ideas, stolen technology. That's where.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, it's interesting. So we've been talking about how really interesting designs and hard work have been stolen. And that's where it's at today. It's theft. And in marketing. And you know what? There was a really good computer manufactured by Texas Instruments, 99/4. It was way better than the IBM computer. It was a 16-bit computer. And marketing is what made an inferior IBM PC take off. The Commodore 64, way better. But it was IBM's marketing that made it take off. And so back in the 80s, when our receiver, our satellite receiver, was stolen, the design was stolen and we were put out of business, I came up with this saying, you can sell something you don't have. And that's what this guy did. This guy unveiled our receiver at the same time we unveiled our receiver at this large convention. Think of it as a small computer electronics show for satellite communications specifically. And his booth was, you know, a couple aisles away from ours, and we saw it. It was an identical copy. So I came up with this line. You can sell something you don't have. And you can. You can sell things you don't have. You just can't install it. You can sell something you don't have, but you can't install it. And that's the truth of the matter. Rick, I'm noticing that with all the rain we've been having, freezing weather, warm weather, rain, sleet, snow, ice, warm weather, you know, it's not normal. But I'm noticing that with all the water that's coming from the sky, plus whatever else, the additives to the water that's coming from the sky, that the smell of the water now smells like rotten eggs, iron sulfide. Are you noticing that as well?
One other thing I've noticed is that nothing's hibernating. The squirrels are not hibernating. The birds, some of the animals that would normally be in hibernation are not now. Isn't that interesting?
I just had 11 turkeys walk right in front of the studio window about a half hour ago. Counted a large, 11 large, large turkeys, wild turkeys. And, you're right. You're right.
Nothing is hibernating. So, and I'm wondering why.
Okay, well, the grass here.
The squirrel looks healthy. He comes up to my second floor on a railing where I put food out for him. And he appreciates it. He knocks on my window once in a while when he wants some more, et cetera. But he's not hibernating. And it isn't my food that's stopping him from doing that. I put it out when I noticed he wasn't hibernating. I wasn't putting food out until I noticed that they were not hibernating. That's when I put food out for him.
We're doing the same thing. We're seeing a lot of birds showing up. They're starving because the ground is frozen, and some days there are flies. How can there be flies? Because the weather's not normal. The grass right out when I look under the snow, light dusting of snow out the studio window, the grass is green. Green.
One thing you will also notice is there aren't as many flies as there used to be on cow pies or ants.
Yeah.
Why? Because that we're talking about the long ultraviolet is now hitting the surface of the earth because of holes in our ionosphere. And it's affecting the insect life in terms of they're the first to go.
Rick, are you as concerned about 5G as I am, trying to stay away from it? I mean, are you that concerned that you want to get away from it?
Well, 5G is toxic. It's literally toxic. And when you talk about the pinhead-like atmosphere that's necessary to make that accessible to everybody, we're talking about bringing radiation down to the surface of the earth that would normally be screened out because of our atmosphere, that long ultraviolet and the high-end gamma rays. And when I say that, it's actually dosimetry. And you can jokingly say that's why millennials and now even Gen Xs are not intelligent like they could be.
Mm-hmm.
They're different. It isn't just because of education. That's part of it. But
do you think there's something
more going on here? Dumbing down of everything.
Okay. When the grid goes down, 5G goes down. That's like the best part of the grid going down, right?
That will be one of the things that's a benefit to men. The bad news is why it went down.
Yeah, because of our individual greed and stupidity.
Well, and then the weather and the pole changes and whatever. There's going to be some landmass changes. There will be flood. If you have your water together, you already have a 50% chance of survival, even with pandemics. And that's what they're threatening off now with Seattle, is a possible pandemic.
Yep. Thanks so much, Rick. We're out of time.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.